And with us today on a Michigan Sunrise Side Today and on Sunday Mornings with Bishop Biederstadt is Jan Biederstadt. And it's got to be a little strange for you to be on this side of the microphone and this side of the questioning instead.
There's a lot of strange stuff in my life as I travel overseas, so you're nothing different.
That's right. Well, I'm glad that, you know, I can live up right in the middle of the pack of strangeness for you. I try not to be anything more or anything less. No. But we want to talk about a great event that's going to be happening at Augray coming up at the end of the month. And that is Soup and Shop, correct?
Yeah, yes. Winter Blues Break, Soup and Shop. It's going to be at the Augray City Campground Pavilion. It's that big white pavilion. And we're going to have probably between 20 and 30 varieties of soup to be able to sample, plus there'll be a craft show as well.
Oh, fantastic. And because having a situation like this during the winter, not always conducive, but this is for the area restaurants, the area churches. This is about helping with the small businesses that have been affected by the COVID-19 pandemic.
It's going to be helping in the Augray area. We've got the churches and the restaurants coming together. To come there and to eat is $10 per person. 100% of that will be split between all the churches and restaurants. Mm-hmm. We're hoping to raise several hundred dollars per organization that day.
Fantastic. Yeah, I mean, that would be great to help out these businesses. So what is the date this is happening?
Okay, now? So it'll be Saturday, January 30th, and it's going to start at 10 o'clock. Now, that's when the craft show begins, and that runs till 3 o'clock, and that's free admission. That's not a problem. We have a lot of crafters, even somebody from Jackson is going to come up there and join us. And then at 12 o'clock to 2 o'clock will be the actual soup cook-off. We're going to have prizes for the best soup, for the, you know, the best cook. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, we've got some fans, these churches especially, we've got some of these older ladies who been cooking for a long time, and they know how to cook, and they're going to be competing with the local restaurants that are equally good.
Yeah, it sounds like this is a winner all the way around, and who is going to be doing the judging to decide these things?
Well, we're working on that, getting that committee together right now. Mm-hmm. I think what we're going to do is people could vote. And so you'll have some kind of a ticket there, and we can put in whatever one you particularly like.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a tough one because you can go back for as many times as possible.
And this is all for that $10 charge to get in the door. Then you can just keep going to booths and keep on trying the soups, right?
Right.
Fantastic. Now, is there any type of best of this certain kind of soup? Is everybody bringing the same kind of soup, or is it just going to be a big mix of all sorts of different kinds?
It's a big mix. We have absolutely no idea who's bringing what. We don't want to know. We know from past years, they've done this in past years over there, that there is, you know, all these people have kind of their secret recipes, and they're going to come in there and they're going to share it.
Awesome. Well, that sounds like that's going to be quite a treat for people. And so do you still have vendor space available?
We do. There's not many spaces left. So you can just give me a call at 989-254-1279. Again, that's 989-254-1279.
Awesome. And let's talk just real quick about, you know, why this is happening, because these churches and these restaurants, they do need help. I mean, with the coronavirus going around, of course, people aren't going into churches as much. People aren't going into restaurants as much. This is a fantastic opportunity to raise some money for these places, and you get to do it in one spot, and you get to help out tons of different restaurants and churches.
Well, 1/3 of all businesses in Michigan, they say, will not reopen. We are the worst state in the union when it comes to how much business has suffered. And it was just several of us got together and talked about what can we do, because the restaurants, they have lost almost a year. Yeah, they've had takeout, but it's not something that has been as prevalent as going in and sitting down to eat.
Right.
And the churches, a lot of people don't realize how much they've suffered. Many of them have had no opportunity for in-house worship. Most have done Zoom or Facebook, but there's also a lack of collection. You can't easily pay somebody on Zoom. So they have suffered financially, and many of them are behind on their bills.
Right.
So we're trying to do something to help them.
Awesome. Well, we look forward to it. The Winter Blues Break. It is Soup and Shop. It's going to be at the Augray Park Pavilion on Saturday, January 30th. Thanks for letting me come on and talk to you a little bit. And thanks for coming on Michigan Sunrise.
And by the way, you got to say campground, because Augray has four pavilions, we found out.
Okay.
This one is enclosed, but we will have to have one side open to meet the governor's requirements. And we do require social distancing and mask, but you can take your mask off between bites.
All right, fantastic. Thank you, Bishop Biederstadt. Thanks for letting me on. Hopefully this goes very well.
Thank you very much.